All right. We know you can do it. And in a moment, we will do a meditation, lining you up with your visions, your dreams, in an easy, easy, natural, comfortable flow. Not too fast, not too slow, just right. Easy, natural to you, usual, normal. All right. If there are any questions, we'd be happy to take them.
This is Susan.
Hello.
I'm not sure how to formulate the question, but is the zone the same as taking a deep breath and going within? Because when I do that, I feel a flow within myself, and I feel a goodness in me, a loving kindness, and I can make a choice how to respond to a situation. Is that the flow?
Well, yes, it is the flow. And if you'll notice, it's the flow that's aligned with being a spiritually awakened person.
Yes.
You see, it's aligned with your goal, your vision, your dream of being a spiritually awakened person.
Yes.
What we're talking about, for most people, they want also the forms. They want things, to have things, and circumstances.
Yes.
Right? So what you're feeling is the flow towards your spiritual awakening, and greater self-capacity, spiritually speaking. But that flow is not directed towards the physical manifestation of circumstances, events, and things that you want to have.
Yes.
So you can, it depends on what your goal is and what you're lined up with. What you may want to do just to kind of start adding a little bit more fun and juice to things is to get a little bit clearer about your visions and your dreams and your actions of the future, your things you want to do in the future, circumstances you want to have, things you want to own or possess. A lot of times people have a conflict between their spiritual awakening and their spiritual growth and dimensionality and having things. And you have to be careful with that, because if you are trained, spiritually speaking, in any system that is based in Eastern philosophy, you'll find that there is this sense of denial of the physical or denial of things. And it's actually was a very perfect philosophy for a vast number of poor people.
Yes.
It's just worked perfectly in a poor country that India used to be. And also in countries like in China and Japan, where there were strong rulers who ruled by either divine right or major might, and the vast majority of people were their subjects, like a feudal system. It works great for that type of setup. So what you want to understand is, and you want to integrate in and change and shift a little bit, is to recognize that it's really okay to want forms, to want things, right? As long as you're not hung up with that, that's what's important.
Yes.
What's really important is how you feel when you have them. What you do with your life when you have them. That's what's useful. Not too important, but that's just what is. That's what you want. So what you want to think about, too, is that when you feel that flow, that's enabling you to respond beautifully to any situation. But when a situation comes in and you realize, oh, I need to figure out how to respond to this, and you take your deep breath and you feel the flow, also reinforce to you where you're going. Where am I ultimately going? What are the circumstances looking like? Because if you can anchor to something beyond the current situation, issue, challenge, or whatever it is, it will give you a much more effortless response to the situation. It'll be easier to move through it, and it'll be easier to continue your flow even after you've done that situation. See, if you notice, when the situation came up, you took a deep breath, and then you felt a flow. Well, why weren't you feeling a flow before the situation came up? Were you? You might have. But somehow or another, it shows that somewhere you lost the flow a bit. So you had to take that deep breath and connect yourself back to the flow. And the way you connect to the flow is remembering your spiritual training, remembering your spiritual connection, a beautiful way to get back into the flow. Although it does not seem to make your physical daily life or mundane life easier, it will make your spiritual life easier. You understand?
Yes.
Because that's the focus. So you want to put a little piece in of the mundane, having the mundane work. For example, in the mundane is to have people cooperative with you. And you cooperative with people, everybody working together.
Yes.
A piece of the mundane would also be a sense that your financial investments and so forth are sound, and you work with good, responsible people who manage it and do whatever they do with it, you see? You know, just those are mundane things.
Yes.
So you want to just kind of remind yourself that all the mundane things, the physical life things leading to a beautiful physical plane life, are still in alignment, right? And then after you deal with whatever that situation, take a deep breath and get that flow going and remind yourself where you're going. Keep reminding yourself. It seems that you have a quick and easy technique to do that if you can remember to take that deep breath many times during the day, even when you're not, got a situation you got to deal with. How fantastic, because that way you can remember the future. You can remember where you're going. And your reality will say, oh, okay, you're still on track for that? Great. Magic, let's work. You see? And you can get way more magic working for you.
Now, also, at the same time, I am conscious of my physical weakness and debility and pain. I don't pay too much attention to it, but it seems like it doesn't seem to improve. Maybe it's a normal aging process that I have to experience, and that's okay. But
well, why do you think you have to experience the normal aging process? It's a belief, yes?
It's a belief, right. That's
right.
What I wonder about. Is it true
it is,
or not?
It is just a belief. It's not
yes.
True.
Okay.
It's true only to the extent that you believe it.
Right.
As soon as you believe it, of course, it's true. And your this truth is just totally reinforced because you look around and everybody else believes in it.
Yes.
Oh, it must be true then.
Yes.
All right? But it doesn't have to be. Now, that's why one of these sessions we're having is calling Busting Free from the Traps of the Group Mind.
Great.
Okay. And that's where we're talking about getting out of the group beliefs, right? Now, for you, as far as pain is concerned, can you look forward into your future? And can you imagine yourself living a life pain-free? Can you imagine it?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were living that life pain-free, how would it be? What would you be doing differently? All right. You enjoy being physically active?
Not particularly.
So you see, there we go. We didn't sense that that was your goal in there.
I used to enjoy dancing, but I don't see myself being able to do that.
All right. then what you need to do is give yourself a good dosage of imagination, all right, to reconstruct visions and dreams and to see that beautiful circumstance that you're in, the vision, and to see what you're doing there in the dream, in the dream life. What are you doing? What kind of things would you in your body enjoy doing? Talk to your body. Body, what would you enjoy doing? Sometimes the pain of the body is because the body is not getting to do what it enjoys to do. And yes, you may not want to dance anymore. Maybe the body doesn't want to dance anymore. Maybe you don't exercise and take long walks. Well, no, the body doesn't want to do that anymore. So what does the body want to do? The body does want to move. Bodies do. That's just their nature. You've got animal-based bodies. That's animate. Moving. Moving. Dynamic. Moving bodies. So what kind of things would be fun for your body to do? Would you like to swim? That maybe you don't always swim, but maybe that would be fun. Maybe you'd like... Do you remember when you were a child? Did you ever climb a tree?
Yes.
Of course. You know, every child had to kind of try something out, you know? And how did that feel to your body? Didn't it feel great? You know, it's like, okay, I'll put my hand here, and I'll reach up this way, and I'll do this, and, oh, the body was just enjoying it to no end. What can you put into your life that gives your body a little chance to do something that it wants to do? If your body gets the green light to do something like that, and you start just a teensy bit bringing it into your life, even though you may still have pain, you're basically telling your body, I'm doing this for you to be happy and to feel good.
Great.
You see?
Yes.
And then you're imaging your body feeling happier, feeling more alive, feeling better. Some of your issue of pain is that your lymphatic system is just sludged down. This is a physical response. This is the physical body not being in flow.
Okay.
You've got to move, what is it? I think there's several quarts of water has got to be moved through your body every day. It's a lot of work the lymphatic system has to do. And if your muscles don't have any tone, if you don't move anything, and you don't do a lot of deep breathing, and do anything that your body likes to do, it just kind of cramps up, lymphatic system just kind of sludges. You know, it doesn't work right. The flow in your body's gone, you see. Now, most people think, oh, flow in the body, that's the circulatory system. Along the, every part of the veins and everything are lymphatic channels. You know, the nutrition comes from the blood and goes into the cells through the lymph. The debris comes out of the lymph back into the blood to be carried over. Yes, the blood is the flow system. But more importantly, it's the lymph, right? And so that's why your body needs to move. When your lymph gets jammed up, you're in pain. You can't help it. The body feels pain and says, move, 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 shift something. We got to move. You see what we're saying?
Yes. Great, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for that.
Hi. I got your what being in the flow is. See, once you want ahead, trust it will come, allow the magic to work. I have seemed to have a lot of distractions. How can I lessen, how can I get those distractions in the flow or deal with them in the flow because they're physical, you know, distractions so that the magic can flow, maybe to incorporate magic within those with the animals that I have to take care of, with my children, with my grandchildren.
Yes, you have a lot on your platter, don't you?
Yes, and finances and my house, and it's like...
So an endless amount of stuff to do.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, you've taken quite a long journey through the channel of duty obligation.
Yes.
And we've talked about that with you before. The thing is that underneath it all, you still feel that being responsible, being a good responsible person, means that you do have to carry all this stuff. And if you didn't carry all this stuff, you would feel bad. You have yourself saying, okay, I've got to carry all this stuff, all these burdens, all these things, all these different things. I've got to take care of this. I've got to take care of that. I've got this money pit of a house I'm in and blah, 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 whatever it is. You've got all these things. Now, underneath it all, there's a party that says, I've got to do this. I have to do this. I must do this. And underneath there is the reason why you must do that. And underneath that is where that is saying, okay, if you don't do that, what would happen? What if you took a vacation from all your duties and obligations? What would happen? How would you feel? You'd be freaked out, frankly. Huh? What? I don't know what to do with myself. I'm stir crazy. What? What do I do? What do I do now? What do I do now? And there'd be like, but, you know, if I don't take care of all those things, my reality's going to crash and burn. Or horrible things are going to happen. Oh, my gosh. And if I don't do all of those things, people are going to look at me like, what a selfish blankety-blank you are. We're just making stuff up. But you see what we're saying?
Yes.
Is that you've got all this yada, yada, yada from your mind down there convincing you that what you must focus on, what you must plug through, is all the stuff you don't want to do. All right? Because if you weren't to do it, you'd be this bad person, horrible things would happen, or what in the heck would you do without it? That you've structured your whole life around it.
Yes.
You don't know how to live without that. You see? So that's why we often recommend, when you're in that kind of situation, you're held by this deep emotional motivation that's guilt and fear, slave driver, and also a fear about if you're out of that structure, you're in the chaos, in the unknown. You could be all alone in the unknown, and nobody's going to be there for you. There's no love there. It's empty. It's nothing. You're nothing. You're not important. What do you want to do? It's not important. Oh, but maybe it is. But what would it be? Who knows? It's been so long since you've been there, if ever. So there's all this fear about the other reality. So basically what you're telling your reality and your manifestation is that I'm putting my focus on my duties and obligations. So reality says, whatever you want, my dear, and they'll send you more duties and obligations as you see them in the form of distractions. You understand how you set it all that
yes,
way?
Okay. Yes.
Now, if you want your life to go easy, you're going to have to take the energy of duty obligation off of that. We've talked about this before, too. And to be in complete and total choice in everything that you do. And sometimes that's tricky to do because when you have to do something you don't really want to do and it's a burden, there is a better something you like about it, otherwise you never would have chosen that as your duty or obligation. But when you're doing that, the focus on it is making yourself overcome your resistance to it. If you had no resistance to it at all, and it just showed up, and you were just flowing, and you were just a happy camper, you could probably do it all and have energy to spare at the end of the day. It would probably go far more elegant. But you have to take the focus of duty and obligation off of it. You have to take the focus of importance and prioritization above you off of that, because you prioritize that before you prioritize yourself. You're afraid to prioritize yourself. If you were to prioritize yourself, you're afraid you would lose something very important. What is that? What would you lose?
First thing that came to mind is love.
Yeah. And what makes the world go around? You want that love. So you have created a contractual arrangement. I will do my duty, and then I will get my love. That's my reward. So you set yourself up for a work, earn, reward system. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, what if you bust the whole system? And what if you say, okay, I'm going to let go of the duty obligation. I'm going to allow myself to just continue to receive love. Is that a cognitive dissonance for you? Your mind's going to go, what? That's not possible. I don't believe that's possible. And you can see that belief coming up, right?
Yeah.
Mm. It's an either or. With duty obligation, and you get some love, a little dose. Not as much as you really want, but you get some, right? Or, okay, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to choose me and I'm going to allow myself to receive love. But if I don't have duty and obligation, everybody that I want to love me will leave me. No, they won't. That's a belief. It's probably installed in you by about 9 years of age. And you believed it because, frankly, your mother believed it. Everybody you knew believed it. Or believed that you needed to be good girl. You needed to be a good person. The good girl grows up to be the good person. The good wife, the good mother. You see? The giving, serving, devoted. What do you feel when we say those words? Giving, serving, devoted, sacrificing.
Yeah.
It doesn't bode well in your solar plexus when we say that.
No.
Okay. What if we say, receiving, easy, loving, free? Right. So here's the challenge for you. Live your life doing all the stuff that you feel it's got to be done. You want to feed the cats. Right? You want to feed the cats. Because you want them to thrive, right? What if you were to do it in the state of flow, of love, of ease, of freedom?
That would be cool. Yes, I would like that.
That's what you're looking for.
Yes.
But you got to get rid of that belief.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. Okay?
Yes.
Because, you see, easy was never anything you were given. Nobody gets it. The whole social structure is based around earning and rewards. And if you don't have earning and rewards, but you're just able to receive it and have it, wow.
Yeah.
What a different state of consciousness that is, right? Now, we do want to make mention too, and we've said this also before, is that as you receive and as you are loving, receiving, having, and loving, right? As you're in that state, you are also then valuing yourself. And what happens when you value yourself? Others begin to value you.
Yes.
So there's no problem. You'll still get the love. In fact, you might get more love. And you think that's contrary. That doesn't work right. No, because you've got to earn it. You know, you're in this codependent relationship. You've got to give in this particular way, and then you get some love back. You could get a lot more love back than you've been getting. But you got to make love easier for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And your focus, which is lining up your life path, the life tracks, your focus has been on the frustration of all these distractions, of these duties and obligations and the frustration, and you fight it and you resist it on some level.
Yes.
It gets stuck in your solar plexus. It gets stuck in your intestines. It disturbs your metabolism and reduces your thyroid function. Right? When you start living as you, loving, free, easy, being you, valuing you, your thyroid comes right back up. Your digestion starts to work better. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I do want to say, you know, you said that you had already said these things.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them, and they add up. Until finally I get to the place where, oh, I get it. And I think maybe I'm getting there. This is just awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, there is, what do they call that? It's like a morphogenic field shift.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the tipping point. You get to a point where, okay, it all makes sense. And then it chunks in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the shift happens. All right. Thank you so much for that.